It's the weekend, which means it's time for Jill on Money, the show that makes money fun and just happens to answer all your financial questions. Here's your host, Jill Schlesinger.
All righty, it's hour number two of Jill on Money. Thanks for joining us. This is the program that takes the mystery out of your financial life. And if you've got a financial question, give us a holler, 855-411-JILL, or send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We're so delighted to bring back a guest who is a real crowd pleaser, ladies and gentlemen. It's Mitch Tuckman from Market Riders and RebalanceIRA.com. Hi, Mitch. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jill. Thanks for having me.
People do like you, you know. I mean, it's good. Your flack did shake me down for a little visit, but I was thinking I should have you on because there's a lot to talk about.
Well, there sure is, and thanks for having me on. I hope I can add a little value to the show here.
So, absolutely. So, Mitch, some folks may have not heard you the first time around. Can you explain what MarketRiders.com does and why you think you had to actually create this website?
Yeah, well, you mentioned that I have two services, but the core idea here is that I was a hedge fund manager for a number of years.
But he was a nice one, guys. He wasn't one of those bad ones.
I was a nice one. and I realized that the way that the rich and the institutions invest money is really different than how everyday people invest money. Everyday people get stuck with brokers, everyday people meaning people that don't have $1 million, and they really they get ripped off, and they don't get the kind of sophisticated investment advice that they should, because the business model for providing that hadn't allowed for making money helping the people who really need it the most. So my first service, Market Riders, is software. You go on a website and you log on, and it basically asks you a bunch of questions like a smart investment advisor would ask you. And you tell them how much money you have, and then it will tell you exactly what to go buy at your online broker, and then tell you over time any changes that need to be made. And it's all done via software, and whether you got $5,000 or $5 million, the cost is the same. It's about $150 a year. And that was the first service I created to bring this approach to everyday investors.
And you know what's so great about it, though? I just want to point out that you are a hedge fund guy, and you know these people who have, like, sophisticated models and stock picking and all of this nonsense, right? But this is a much simpler methodology. This is about plain old asset allocation using cheap assets, right?
Well, yeah, using cheap funds. And the irony of investing is that really, to do better than the market averages is a Herculean task. Most people think just because they can go onto an online trading platform and, you know, open up a Schwab account and make trades means they can become a genius. But, you know, across the other end of the corridor, you know, Venus Williams and Roger Ederer, I mean, there are sharks out there on the other side of these trades. And people buy at the wrong time, sell at the wrong time. They blow themselves up and get half of what they should. So if you just buy the markets, you get market returns, you do very well, and better than 90% of the people out there. So we just try to help people do that. And unfortunately, it's not exciting, but most of the people I know don't find investing too exciting unless they're listening to your show. So, you know, they'd rather go do something else.
Sure.
The good news is you can just do something really boring and middle of the road and low cost and do better than 90% of the people. And, you know, won't have a whole lot to talk about at a cocktail party on this subject, but...
But you are a much more interesting person. You are more than your portfolio, ladies and gentlemen. Come on.
Way more. You are not your net worth. Why is the word worth even associated with a human being's money?
You know what? That's a good point. I never thought of that, actually. Talk a little bit about how the industry, the financial services industry, how it tries to fool investors into thinking that a mutual fund manager, an established mutual fund manager, is going to do better than the index. What is that all about? And are there any managers who do beat the index over time?
Yeah, so that's usually the question everybody tries to grapple with is, you know, are there these rock star geniuses that if I give them my money, they'll do, quote, better? So the first assumption is, you know, what does it mean to try to engage in the activity of doing better? It means that you have to hire these people who allegedly can do better than the market in which they're investing. So the simplest example is the S&P 500, big U.S. companies. So you have two choices as an investor. You can pay 0.05%, okay, just to make sure we know how cheap that is. That's on $100,000, $50 a year. You can pay $50 a year for your $100,000 and buy a fund that just, it's run by a computer, not a human, and it buys all the stocks in the S&P. So if you put, you know, $100,000 in it, you'll own all 500 stocks divvied up according to the S&P. Or you can pay you can pay 1%, 1.5% for somebody to say, hey, I can go find the stocks inside the S&P 500 that, because of my superior selection and genius and ability and prediction and analysis, will do better than the whole S&P 500. So if the S&P 500 is up 10, you're going to pay me 1%, but I'll do better and I'll be up 11 or 12. And so that's the whole theory of what makes Wall Street work, is that if you give me your money, I'll do better than my index. And unfortunately, there are abundant research that shows that on a long-term basis, and I'm talking about for a retirement investor who cares about 5, 10, 20 years, one of these managers might do good one year, but do they do better the next and the next and the next? No. And they all, as a group, underperform by their fees. And then the bigger problem for a retirement investor is you want a mixture of investments. So you don't just want U.S. stocks. You want foreign stocks, and you want some bonds, and you want some real estate. And now you got to find managers that are going to do better in all those groups. And the statistics of doing that and having those managers do good year after year after year, pretty close to zero. So
I love that. I just want to say that on your website, and I promise everyone, we're gonna have Mitch on for another segment, so relax. MarketRiders.com, one of the funniest things, the line that you have is, there's probably not an industry, meaning financial services, there's probably not an industry that is so overpaid for providing so little. Were you surprised? I mean, we got just a little bit before we go to a break, but here's what I want you to think about. During the break, think about this, Mitch. Were you surprised at how little the industry provided to retail investors? Think about that. And then when we come back, we'll get Mitch to talk about that and his other service called Rebalance IRA. Rebalance-IRA.com. We're talking to Mitch Tuckman, and he is a guy who really is trying to bring the simplicity of investing into your life and hopefully not make it so expensive. You're listening to Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL, or send us an email. The email address here is askjill@jillonmoney.com. Stay tuned. Mitch Tuckman's coming right back after the break. We'll be right back.
Jill. That's the number to call to have your financial questions answered. Back to Jill on Money with Jill Schlesinger.
You're back with Jill on Money. If you've got a financial question, we'd love to hear from you. It's 855-411-JILL or send us an email, askjill@jillonmoney.com. Before the break, we have a guest on, and he's joined us for a second segment. Boy, are we lucky. Mitch Tuckman. He is the guy who founded MarketRiders.com and Rebalance-IRA.com. And Mitch, before we went to the break, I asked you a question that maybe it seems silly, but you know, you come from the hedge fund world. It's a very sophisticated universe. Were you surprised that the retail investor really was kind of getting the short end of the stick?
Well, it's shocking. It's shocking. the quote you mentioned earlier, that I can't believe that an industry is paid so much and provides so little. I was being kind on the website because that's in print. But the real word, seriously, is damaging. I mean, it really, when you're a person who works really hard, fireman, school teacher, small business owner, and you save up a few hundred thousand dollars, you're in your 50s, you're trying to retire, it's sitting in an IRA or 401k, the financial industry will find a way to siphon over 2% a year out of your account. And that's in a variety of sundry ways. And if you look at the overall returns of stock markets over decades, and a mixture of some stocks and bonds, people should be getting around 8 with some reasonable. So if you're getting over 2 taken out, that means a quarter of all your returns are going to the person giving you advice. And frankly, over time, that can eat up a third or half your money. Mm. And that's unconscionable. So that's damaging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what's not damaging is helping people keep all of the 8% by giving them a smart allocation for their money and keeping the fees low. So I would say the industry damages people, and it does, because it kind of needs to, because of the whole way it's modeled and structured right now, which mm-hmm. is, you know, we have an industry that requires trust. You know, when you've made some money, it's a personal and important decision. You got to trust someone with it. And unfortunately, the people who are in the business are paid to sell products, paid commissions, and there's a whole food chain with everybody putting their hand in your account. And it's just a very bad business model. So, you know, we've decided to go direct to the consumer with what's called a fiduciary model without commissions. And I just think our firm, and others like us, by the way, there's a whole group of firms that are starting to disrupt the industry, are saying, you know, let's get the fees down, let's get the advice proper and right, and let's give everyone a fair break so everyone can have some financial security, not just the 1%.
Right. And interesting, I think that when I first got to know you, and you were like, it was in the early stages of Market Riders.
Right? 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5 years ago.
And it was interesting because I was so excited about it. I went back to my boss, who was the editor-in-chief of MoneyWatch.com, and I said, oh my God, you got to meet this guy. And I think that I was so blown away by it, because I think that as someone who comes from the industry, there was this real conundrum, which is, look, financial advisors or stockbrokers or fiduciaries, whatever that you're doing, it's really hard to find a reasonable solution for smaller investors. It's just, because it takes just as much time to deal with someone who has $25,000 as $250,000 or $2.5 million. And so the economics don't work. So I was so excited by it. The one thing I remember thinking when I first started was like, this is great for someone like me because I'm happy to do the work, but you also have something different for someone who doesn't want to necessarily do as much work. So tell me a little bit about how the genesis of Rebalance IRA became into being, and who is the right client for that versus Market Riders?
Right. Well, thank you for asking that. We found with Market Riders that people like you, exactly what you said, this is great, this is the way it should be. And we found a lot of people signed up for Market Riders, but then when we'd send them an alert saying, okay, time to make a few trades, they were remiss. They didn't make the trades. And eventually they began calling and saying, look, I love this, but I don't have time. I don't get around to it. If the markets are down and you're telling me to buy, I don't do that. I know I should, but I don't. Would you do it for me? And we went, oh my gosh. Well, then we had that conundrum that you referenced earlier in your comment. And so we said, how can we build a business model where we can help someone with 100 grand, but give them a dedicated advisor?
Right.
How do we do that? You know? And so we looked at several of the areas where there's a lot of cost in the business. One is you got to market. You got to sell people that, you know, you're the best and get above all the noise. So we recruited three of the most important luminaries in finance to be on our investment committee to cut through a lot of the credibility issues. So Burt Malkiel, who, you know, this guy was Ben Bernanke's professor, chairman emeritus of economics at Princeton, and wrote the seminal book, A Random Walk Down Wall Street.
Which is required reading, by the way, for everyone here on the show. So just plug the book again, Mitch.
Yeah, A Random Walk Down Wall Street. I mean, this is a book everybody should read, whether you've taken Finance 101 or not. You may have heard the metaphor that even a monkey, a blind monkey, can throw darts at a dartboard and do better than an expert. That was the concept that came and the metaphor out of that book. But not only Burt, we have Charlie Ellis. Charlie oversaw the Yale Endowment. That's the gold standard for all endowment investing for years. And Jay Vivian ran IBM's pension, over $130 billion. He executed on this very strategy at IBM and converted the whole pension that way. So we put this rock star investment committee together to both create and oversee our portfolios. And then we had to attack how do you run an investment advisory company in a low-cost way. So first of all, we don't have stores and retail locations. We do all our business on the phone. And as you know, Joe, I'm a Silicon Valley guy, and my partner, Scott Puritz, is a heavy-duty execution operation guy. And we use every trick in the book technology-wise to run our business super cheap. So, it's kind of like, and then we went direct to the consumer. So like a Geico, we go right to the consumer. We run a very low-cost business. We have a highly credible investment committee. And so we've been able to bring our cost for a dedicated advisor down to 0.5% for someone with as little as $100,000. So typical wealth manager needs $1 million and 1%, needs to make $10,000. We can give you great service on your retirement accounts for $500. So I think once we figured out we could do that, we created Rebalance IRA, same methodology as Market Writer, same investment strategy, but with a dedicated advisor where the personal relationship with an expert is central to the business.
And you know what? I think that what's great about both of these services, and don't worry, I'll give all the websites out in a second, is that this is a investor-focused service. That is what is so beautiful about it. And I'll put a link on the website at JillOnMoney.com to both Market Riders as well as to Rebalance IRA and to a article that I wrote for Tribune called Investment Management for Less. Mitch talked about there are some competitors out there. There are a lot of people doing good work. Mitch, I can't thank you enough for coming back on the show, and you can thank your PR guy for nudging me because you're a great guest and the services that you offer are really terrific. So that's Mitch Tuckman and his two websites. One, MarketRiders.com. MarketRiders.com. This is do-it-yourself investing software made simple. That's what they say. And the other site is Rebalance-IRA.com. Rebalance-IRA.com. Mitch, the only thing you did wrong was that you couldn't get just RebalanceIRA.com?
We thought the dash helps people, you know?
I got to say dash. Come on. Mitch, have a great day. Thank you so much for joining us. We'll link up to all of Mitch's sites, and it's such great and valuable services. This is the good part of the financial services industry. Mitch Tuckman, thanks again. It's Jill on Money, 855-411-JILL is our phone number, or send an email, the address, askjill@jillonmoney.com. We'll be right back.